Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for our afternoon wrap-up. All the details coming your way right after this.
When we set out to build the largest and most technologically advanced tractor in Kubota history, we had your operation in mind. That's why we focused on the hard-working details, like powerful Kubota diesel engines, smooth shifting transmission options, a heavy-duty front axle, premium cab with the latest features, and a best-in-class Kubota front loader. Introducing the all-new M7 Series, built with you in mind. We are Kubota. This is what we do.
Make tracks to the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 14th through 16th at State Fair Park. The latest in farm and ranch equipment, along with gentle horse training clinics by Scott Daly and live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls each morning and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a new Hustler lawnmower. You'll find everything you need at the Oklahoma City Farm Show. Admission and parking are free. Details at OklahomaCityFarmShow.com.
Live cattle futures continue to move aggressively lower, with nearby contracts holding triple-digit losses today. The lack of support in April and June futures, despite sharply higher beef values, has all livestock markets on the defensive ropes. Corn prices were higher. The May corn futures are 9 cents higher. The stock markets were higher in light trade, and the Dow Jones 153 points higher, with NASDAQ up some 58 points at one point today. Now, triple-digit losses did develop in the live cattle futures, despite aggressive gains holding across boxed beef markets. That was from this morning. The lack of follow-through support in the cattle futures market created uncertainty and even more confusion across the entire complex. The inability to hold early support across the feeder cattle complex this morning opened the door to renewed selling pressure across the entire cattle market today. Front-month spot contracts were able to hold moderate losses, while the rest of the complex eroded more aggressively with significant losses. Hog futures continued to erode lower through the morning, with losses advancing to triple-digit losses this afternoon. April futures remain stuck motionless with 15-cent losses as traders focused on lack of support through the rest of the complex. Grains continued to trade higher throughout the day today, fueled by Wednesday's encouraging import data from China. Most unusual is the higher trading in wheat, as heavy rains amounts were still in the forecast for the southwestern plains, where hard red winter wheat crops will benefit greatly from the moisture. Wheat trade was 2 cents higher across the three contracts at mid-session today, following the lead of row crops. The corn futures were 9 to 10 cents higher early on today and ended up even better than that this afternoon, due to spillover support from beans and some short covering. And the soybean trade was at least 11 cents higher at one point here this afternoon. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.